My wife's a violent woman. Boy, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Fourth of July weekend, my son taught me into being an 18-year-old boy again and play ball, and I lost. But anyway, hey, it's good to feel the Spirit of God. I'm going to be honest. I probably need this more than you do. Amen. It's good to feel the Lord in the house. Oh, I thank God for it. Yeah. I'm glad He thinks on me. Yeah. I'm glad He thinks about me. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Lord, have mercy. I don't even know where to start. Man, it feels good. We took a church to pastor about 5 months ago, and hey, it ain't been easy. They were in the Southern Baptist. I don't believe in that mess. And I said, you got to vote out of it. Amen. And they voted out of it. Yeah. And I ain't lost a family yet.
Praise the Lord.
We've seen 24 children saved since we've been there. Church growing left and right. Still a lot to do. Still a lot to accomplish, but I thank God for it. It ain't been easy. It's been the hardest thing I probably have ever done is bring a church out of that. But I think that God found me worthy to use to be able to help and do. And I thank Him. I thank Him for that. Amen. Amen. Today we got on the interstate, and I'm sorry, we was running a little bit late. They had a little accident on the interstate, and I got hung up, and I was so mad. I was driving down the road, and I was so mad, I didn't even call the preacher. I just kept driving hard and fast as I can go. And then I get right down here to y'all's four-way just now, and there's a bad wreck. Yeah. And I said, thank you, Lord. Yeah. Watching over me. Yeah. Watching over me. Hey, thank God for that. Amen. Take your King James Bible. If you got anything else, just throw it in the floor. Amen. It won't do you no good. Turn to Psalms chapter number 40. Psalms chapter number 40. Now, I'll tell you, this ain't what I had to preach. And these notes are for another message, but this is where the Lord wants us to go, and this is where I'm heading. Amen. You find your place, say amen. Amen. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And that put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offerings thou didst not desire, my ears thou hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have
preach righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained. Praise God. I have not refrained. Boy, I like that part right there.
That's good.
I'm preaching a message tonight on the, oh, look what he did for me. Pray for me, Kevin. Will you pray for me?
Dear most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God in heaven, we thank you so much for letting us come back to the house of God. And Lord, I thank you for this dear preacher. God, I thank you, Lord, that you let our paths cross. God, I thank you, Lord, that in my life it's been iron sharpened in iron.
God, I need your help. I need your guidance. I need your direction. Lord, use us in a mighty way. Help us, God, to be used, I pray, God, and the Father, as only you can. Oh, Lord. Lord, I
pray.
Lord, help us, I pray, God, Heavenly Father, that you help me like you never have. Use me like you never have. Yes, Lord, help me, God. I need you. I need you, guidance. I need your direction. Lord, fill us with your power, God. Fill us with your grace, Lord. Fill us with liberty to stand and preach the word.
Amen. Here in Psalms chapter number 40, it said that I waited patiently for the Lord. In Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse 31, it says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise God. I'm glad that the day that I came and fell down on my knees and cried out to a man named Jesus, I waited patiently there for him to do an operation not made with hands. Praise God. I'm glad for the day when I came to Jesus. Oh, but here we see, he said, I waited patiently on the Lord. You know what that meant? It didn't mean that he just sat there waiting and waiting and waiting. Yeah. It meant that he knew that he was waiting on the only one that could do anything. Yeah. How about that? Hey, when you wait patiently on something, it means it's worth waiting on. Praise God, I'm telling you right now, heaven is worth waiting on. Amen. He said, I waited patiently on the Lord. And the Bible said that when he was waiting on him, what did Jesus Christ do? He said he inclined his ear to him. You know what that means? That means he leaned on in so he could hear everything that's going on. You know what that means? That means that he was interested in what the man had to say. Boy, I'm glad God's interested in me. I'm glad that he's interested in my sorrow. I'm glad that he's interested in my trouble. I'm glad he's interested in my problems. Thank God that he is. Praise God that he is. And the Bible said that he inclined his ear and then he said, he heard my cry. Boy, I'm glad he heard me. Amen. I'm glad that he can hear me. You think about this. He's omnipresent. That means he can be anywhere at any given time, all the time, in any way. And you think about how many people just in this room prayed for him at the same time, but God understood every prayer. Hey, God got it all. He didn't miss anything. There may be a million people right now knelt down talking to God, but he hears every one of them. He knows exactly what they're saying. He knows the burden. He knows the trouble. He knows the sorrow. Praise God. He's interested in us. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, he did something for me. Hey, you know what he did for me? Bible tells you right here. Listen here. He said, he brought me up. How about that? He brought me up. We always say, he brought me out of the miry pit. No, that ain't what it said. He brought me up. My dad's a potter by trade. And on our farm that we used to live on, we had a clay pit in the back of that farm. And we'd go back there and I'd have to dig out clay out of that pit to take to the potter's house. I'll be honest with you, Brother Kevin, I really wanted to come a day early and set up the potter's wheel. And I wanted to throw a piece of pottery and preach that message, but God just wouldn't let me do that. But I'm glad he's at least let me touch on it a little bit. But I used to go down there and I'd get that clay up out of that pit. And boy, I'm going to tell you, as a kid, it looked enticing to get in it. Amen. But what I found out is when I got in it, it was miry clay. You know what that meant? I sunk deeper. And the more I tried to get my own self out, the deeper I got. And the more I moved, the deeper I got. I couldn't get out. Somebody could have dragged me. I still wouldn't have got out dragging you. It took somebody to come in and put their loving arms up underneath me and pick me straight up out of the miry mess that I was in. Praise God, I'm glad he pulled me out. Amen. I'm glad he picked me up. He got me up out of that mess. Hey, I'm going to tell you, it ain't until you're sinking, amen, that listen close, that this sounds good to you. When you're sinking, footsteps coming to you sounds awful good. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm going to tell you, friend, when I knelt down and I just said the name Jesus, praise God, he started moving my direction. He knew that I needed him more than he needed me. And he came and the Bible said and he lifted me out, picked me up. But notice this, it said, also out. Notice that. You ever notice that? I can't read out my right eye. He brought me up. Also out. How about that? That's interesting to me. You know what that means? It means he got me up. But hey, I'm still in it. Ain't that right? You know why? Because I ain't blown to him yet. All right? When you take them out, must belong to you. Ain't that right? He picked him up and he took him out. Where's he taking him to? Home. And he's been carrying me home ever since, praise God. I ain't got there yet, but he's still carrying me. He's never set me down. He's picked me up. He's carrying me through trouble. He's carrying me through problems. He's carrying me through sickness. He keeps on carrying me, and he'll carry me till he gets me home. Glory! Glory to God, I'm glad I got a home. He picked me up and he brought me out. What did he get me out of? It was horrible. It was horrible. Anybody sit there and say, boy, back in the good old days, them was not good old days. You know what? This right here is good old days. Amen. But the good old day is a coming. Hey. Amen. The good days are coming, but he said a horrible pit. I don't know about you, but I was in sin. You remember when you was off in sin? You didn't want nothing to do with God. You don't hear nothing about the Word of God. You didn't want to hear no Bible thumper. You didn't hear no preacher. You didn't hear no song. You didn't want to hear nobody say they're praying for you. But now, praise God, it's you that's saying, I'm a praying. You, I'm praying you in the house of God. You're the one carrying the Bible. You're the one thumping your heart for Jesus. Praise God. Ain't you glad that he brought you up? Ain't you glad he took you out? Ain't you glad you got a home? Ain't you glad that you got out of that horrible mess of sin that you was in?
Amen. Praise
God, that's good right there. That'd make a Methodist shout. It's a horrible pit. He said, now that miry clay. Now let me tell you, when I get to that clay pit back at farm, we get in there and it wasn't too miry unless you got in the middle of it. Right? You get around the edge of it, it wasn't too awful bad. But boy, once you got in the center of that thing, you stuck.
Yep.
Right?
Go ahead.
Let me tell you this. As a boy, I got stuck in there one time. I thought I'd get in there, I might lose my shoes. So I took my shoes off. Fall of the year. Rode my breeches legs up. We didn't wear them sawed-off breeches. Rode my breeches legs up, and I got off in there. Some of you didn't like it, did you?
Go ahead. Hallelujah.
Hey, man, you're a man dressed like one. Amen. Pull them up and grab them and pull them down. Amen. But anyway, I thought I'd get in there, and boy, it just looked enticing to me. I had what I was supposed to got. I had my bucket load, but that didn't satisfy me none. It looked too enticing to get out there in the middle. And I thought I'd outsmarted everything, took my shoes off. I thought, boy, I'm going to get stuck and get out there and play a little while. I got out there, ended up this deep. We didn't have no cell phones. There wasn't no side to sides ride back there or nothing else, right? Amen. I walked back there, and I stuck. I was doing everything I could to get out. I couldn't get out. I wasn't sinking no more as long as I didn't move. But I stuck. I thought, I don't know what to do. So I just leaned in there and just, I just have to sit here. I can't go nowhere.
Right.
Can't do nothing. Here come Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
I was gone a little too long. See, I had a daddy that loved me enough that he found out that I'd been gone too long, and he thought he better come and check on me. And praise God, he got down there where I was, and I was a nervous wreck, but boy. And he said, you got yourself in a mess, didn't you? I said, yeah, I did. And I thought, boy, he's going to wear me out.
Lord sending blessings my way.
Right.
Hey, I didn't know what blessings was till I got saved. Did you know if you're lost, you're getting cheated out of a lot of
life? Oh, yeah.
Getting cheated out of heaven.
Yeah.
But you're also getting cheated out of blessings.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a storehouse.
Amen.
Sweeping them golden streets and let him just sweep out just a little bit on me that I can be blessed of God.
Amen.
Praise God. He said, you can't even number them.
Right.
Yeah. What about that?
How about that?
That's right.
Yeah.
Can't even number them. Can you number the blessings God's give you? You think about numbering the blessings.
Right.
Let me tell you, since we started pastoring her, me and my wife's had more trouble. I swear, if something go wrong, it goes wrong. I broke my finger. We got a black eye. We've had all kind of trouble with the house. I mean, if it could break, it breaks. Right?
Yeah.
You know what my wife said?
Yeah.
Boy, it's tickled me. Boy, she said this at night. I mean, I about come unwound. I said, honey, the devil sure is on us, ain't he? And she said, yeah, but I have had a change of attitude about that. And I said, what's that? She said, I've counted an honor that we're doing so much that he has to spend so much time on us. That might not do a thing for you. Hey, let me tell you, I went out the back door of the house. I had to do one of them walkabouts, you know, one of them, thank you, Lord. Lord, I had to look at things a little bit different. That, hey, the devil's on their trail because we on God's trail.
Yeah.
Praise God, hallelujah.
Yes,
we'd have trouble. You all remember, I was preaching a meeting here with Brother Freddie. And Brother Kevin said, we broke the preacher. You remember that? I stand there holding my arms so silly. Hey, I've suffered ever since. Went to the doctor and I've been going to the doctor ever since. They have done everything they know to do. I've took more shots in my neck and my back than you can count. They've done x-rays, them heat things. They've sent me all over the place.
Yeah.
I've been everywhere. Come find out. Here's the doctor right here. These muscles run along your spine down through here. And I don't know the word of them. But he said that mine is worn out. He said they're completely worn out. He said, if you make a muscle of the bicep, you can make that muscle and hold it. Right? I do that, but I don't want to impress everybody. And you hold it as long as you want, then you turn it loose, right? He said, well, them muscles in your back, they just tense like that. He said, you don't control them. Nerves control it. Well, mine has just went. I guess my whole life. And the doctor I finally went to help me was a Pentecostal. And he said, I heard you're a preacher. And I said, I am. And he said, where do you preach? And I told him. He wheeled right over on a computer. He said, are you online? I said, I am. He got on there and he found it. He heard me. He sat there and he seen me preach. He said, that's exactly what I thought. He said, you preach hellfire and damnation, don't you? I said, well, some of that.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know about that last part. I said, but yeah. And he said, let me tell you. He said, you've worn those muscles out. And he said that that's a nerve that run down my neck, down by the side of my spine. He said, normally they would just cut that nerve or burn that nerve off. I don't know what they do. But where it's at, they can't do that. Man, I'm telling you, it hurts so bad, I could pass out. And it's every time I preach. Every time I preach. It doesn't hurt me if I'm hauling hay. It don't hurt me if I'm loading cattle. It don't hurt me if I fall down. which I do, it don't hurt me no matter what. But if I preach,
what about that?
Ever since I preached that meeting here, that's the honest truth. And he said, well, you're going to have to get another appointment. We're going to do this heat, graft, whatever, and all that. And they did all that mess. A few weeks later, we go back. He's there, and the other doctor's there. Now, two of them in there. And I said, boy, this ain't good. They said, well, you want the good news or the bad news? I said, I like hearing good news. He said, no surgery. I said, that's wonderful. And I said, what's the bad news? We can't fix it. I said, well, that's pretty bad news. He said, we can keep giving these shots, and now they only last me about 2 weeks. It's lasted me about a good 45 days. They're down to about 2 weeks now. This is what he told me, Kevin. I just took his church to pastor. He said, this is what the bad news is, Brother Jamie. He said, it'd be good if you didn't preach for about a year. You need to take about a year off and not let them muscles be firing like that when you preach. He said, I hate to tell you that. And I said, well, that's pretty bad news. And my wife sitting there and looked at me, she said, well, we can't do that.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
She said, well, we can't do that. Praise I said, no, honey, we certainly can't. He said, well, we'll just keep giving you shots till it just don't work. And I said, then what are we going to do? He said, well, we'll back up and pump then. I said, okay. So he gave me this medicine, that medicine I called you about. You remember that? And I said, is this stuff going to make me drunk or, you know? And then now I'm on it right now. Praise God. I love you people. But what I'm saying is, hey, the devil has a way. He wants to stop God's work. He wants to stop it. He wants to stop God's men from preaching the word of God. Do you know I can count on my hands and toes how many men really preach the word of God anymore? Thank God you got one. Let me say that again so you can really give praise. Thank God you've got one. Amen. Friend, I'm going to tell you, the devil is on our trail. Right. But I got too many blessings that I can't even number them. Yeah. I ain't got time to talk about him. Right. I ain't got time to talk about his foolishness or his mess or his problem or what he's trying to quit or trying to stop. I got to tell you what Jesus is trying to do. I got to tell you about what Jesus wants to do. I got to tell you about glory that's waiting on us. I got to tell you about the path that we follow behind Jesus. I got to tell you about the one that shed his life's blood on the cross of Calvary. I got to tell you about the one that'll step out in the eastern sky one of these days and take us home. You know, I'll share this with you. I told our church this the other day, and I'll be done. We can go home. You know, when Stephen was stoned, he seen heaven. And when he appeared in there and seen heaven, what did he see? He saw Jesus, and what was he doing? Standing where? By the throne. Right? He didn't walk and meet Stephen. He was just standing there. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Now, I believe that Jesus probably gets up in heaven, walks around. Don't you believe that? He made that. I see he wants to walk around. Well, one day he's going to get up from beside the Father, and he's going to start walking, but he's going to head toward the eastern gate. See, he's up in heaven right now. He can't walk toward that eastern gate right now, probably because that set a lot of things in motion. He's probably walked to the west, the north, and the south gates. But one day, he's going to get up. He's going to start moving toward that eastern gate.
Yes.
You know, they hear the story. They say the father will tell his son, go get him, my son. That ain't Bible. Amen. That ain't Bible. Nobody's going to tell him nothing. He is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's all of it. There's going to come a day when enough is enough. And the Lord is going to stand up in heaven. He's going to start treading over there toward the eastern gate. And he's going to look over at that archangel. And he's going to tell him, hey, it's time to start blowing on a horn. I need a horn blower and I need a shouter. Let's go. Ain't that right? And the Bible said he'd descend out of heaven, what, on a cloud? He's going to step out of there. Woo! Lord, have mercy. And I don't know what you believe, but you'd be wrong if you want to, but I believe he's going to step out on that cloud of circumstance and go and call us home. And the Bible said we'd meet him in the air. And when I meet him in the air, then we're going to stroll into the gates of heaven. We're going back in the eastern gate. But oh, when Jesus walks in, he's coming in different than he walked out. He's marching in with an army. Praise God, I'm part of that army. One of these days, he's coming, and ain't a king going to stop him. Ain't a president going to stop him. Ain't a law going to stop him. Nothing is going to stop him. Praise God, I look forward to that day, don't you? Well, that's what all he did for me. What's he done for you? Oh, what he did for me. Everything I just preached to you, that's my story. That's what he did for me. I don't know what he might have done for you. That's what he done for me. I'd be ashamed if I couldn't praise him for it. Be ashamed if I couldn't be faithful because of what he's done for me. Amen. Be ashamed if I couldn't get all my family in. Amen. How are you walking before others? What all he's done for you, what are you doing for others? Do you have a burden for them? You can come in here. Brother Kevin told me not long ago y'all had a service where you had, I think, 12 saved. My. I think I was in a service one time. I seen 7 saved in that service. I'm telling you, you all are blessed. This church is blessed. And if you ain't very careful, you'll take it for granted and you'll get immune to things. 12 people saved in one service, you all still should be out in the parking lot praising God. Ain't that right? Don't take the blessings of God for granted. Don't take your church for granted. Don't take for granted what God's doing in your home and your family. If God's in the neighborhood, hey, praise God, your family might be next. Ain't that right? Yep. They say, oh, you just act crazy. You ain't got any sense. No, I didn't lose my sense. I lost my sin. Ain't that right? And I can't help but be happy about it. What about you? Where's your joy? Amen. How about taking all that God's done? Take it home with you. Take it to your family. Take it to your enemies. Boy, you know you're close to God when you can walk into your enemy's house and say, let me just tell you about Jesus. How about it? It's a strong church.